This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And they're going to be real busy for the next 3 or 4 days along the Gulf of Mexico. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, working to help keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there for you to look at. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a question from a person in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, who would like to know, doesn't this affect Joe Biden's deep faith when they take the words under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and is religion gone in the Democratic Party? And that's coming from James.
There were at least two people that I think were delegates or part of the DNC platform committees that took under God out of the pledge. And yes, it does. You know, Jill and Joe Biden are both Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
But they're Catholics, I would say, you know, it's not for me to criticize how anybody practices their faith, but the Catholicism is kind of a different deal because of the Catholic doctrine. And just by virtue of the fact that the Democrats approve of abortion post-birth even, or at birth, it goes completely against the Catholic doctrine. That's clearly not getting enough press.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is that I would invite everyone to see if they can get their hands on. I've got it. You can get it from the Democrat Convention or DemConvention.com, the 2020 DNC platform. It's a communist manifesto. And what's particularly interesting is that Joe Biden and his campaign team has the ability or had the ability while this platform was being devised and decided on at the convention to have some influence in what is in there and what is not in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's particularly interesting that Biden and Kamala Harris, and certainly Kamala Harris, did not get involved in the platform at all.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it looks like they approve of everything that's in there. It's a terrifying document. It's clearly a communist manifesto. So, but there's everything in there from religion to supporting the press, to healthcare, to, I mean, it's the whole thing. And, you know, it's another formal document that, that slams not only Trump, but slams the Republicans. And, you know, slamming the Republicans should not be part of,
yeah.
And that's why we have a bicameral,
yeah.
You know, we have two parties, at least.
Yep. Now, I don't want to dwell on this, but we got another little message here from Kimberly in San Bernardino, California. Thank you, Kimberly, for listening to us out there. She's saying, it's a sad moment. Kellyanne has stepped away. She's brilliant. Her husband is a complete scumbag, and her daughter takes exactly after him. Now, I know there was a thing with the daughter. We talked about that, right, with the wanted to be, what, emancipation?
Right.
That was a 15-year-old daughter that was doing that. And there's been some other problems in the family. But I don't think I'd go so far as to call anybody a scumbag. They've got problems. We know that. I think that George, now, when Kellyanne got appointed, wasn't there something where George, the husband, thought he was going to get appointed to something, too, and didn't? Is that what I think I remember?
That's possible. Something tells me that that might be right. We've covered a lot of real estate since then, but it for nothing else, it is a family in crisis. So.
Yeah. So it's what we call domestic, and it's got to be handled, and that's why Kellyanne's doing what she's doing, and the husband probably, if he wants to keep the marriage together, is doing the same thing because of the children. All right, now we have got some serious stuff going on right now in the Gulf. I'm just going to get into this in the first segment because people expect me to. We've got this one tropical storm going to be a Hurricane Marco headed pretty much towards New Orleans and then make a left turn. We got the other one that'll be coming in, developing Laura, which will be probably a Cat 2 hurricane by the time it hits. And there's two different models that are pretty consistent showing either east of New Orleans or Houston, Texas, and anywhere in between.
It's going to be a rough one. It's definitely going to, and I see where the models are pretty much agreeing. So it's, now the bigger issue is, does it do anything to cool the water temperature in the Gulf, for Laura, which comes, what, a day or two after Marco?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we got a lot more stuff to talk about. Of course, if you haven't paid attention, the Republican convention is fixing to start up. We're going to talk about it and the fact the president says he's going to speak every night. I don't remember that being done. And then, of course, you got Chucky Baby Schumer wanting to go after and see why the U.S. Postal Service changed their policy. Well, we'll get to all that and a lot more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there he is, my neighbor Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from me. Once in a while I see him. I don't see him a lot because, of course, I go home and go to bed when he's getting up ready to come to work to do his show. But that's the way it works out. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And you've heard me talk about Balance of Nature at boy, all I can tell you, folks, is when I started to take this a couple of years ago, it worked for me back then, and for I don't even know why I stopped taking it, to be honest with you, but for some reason I did, and then I had the opportunity about 4 or 5 months ago to start taking it again, and I said, yep, let's do it, and here's what's happened to me since taking it. My blood pressure has lowered. It's gone down consistently into the 130s. Over upper 70s or low 80s all the time, every time. And that hasn't happened to me in years, number one. So I've kicked a habit when it comes to blood pressure pills. Number two, the other thing is I've lost all my will to want to munch on potato chips and candy bars and all that in the middle of the night like I used to, because by eating the fruits and veggies that are in there, getting 10 times the normal requirement you're supposed to have, you're not hungry. So if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. And for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. I'm taking the fruits and veggie capsules. They've got a complete line of products there. You can take a look at it, Balance of Nature. And while you're there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You'll save 35%. On your first order at Balance of Nature. Or you can give them a call if you want to speak to a health coach at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. The president had a monumental announcement yesterday pertaining to the coronavirus, COVID-19, with the FDA approving the plasma treatment, which they say is resulting in 45% of the cases in a positive fashion.
Convalescent plasma has been used for decades. I mean, it could be as many as 100 years. I saw something going back about the 1800s. And when there was a shortage of blood, that's what, you know, happened, is that they use convalescent plasma. So for this to be one of the authorizations of use in a treatment of COVID-19, it's really not surprising. But I will tell you that what it does with the announcement that the president made yesterday is it's really saying that this is, we are approving this as another treatment, for those that have COVID-19 that are not in, I would say, dire condition.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be given early. So what I think people understand is when you listen to, people in the medical field, it's kind of like listening to lawyers. Everybody's got an opinion on how they would attack how they address a case, whether it be a legal case or a medical case. There are people that, do off-label administration of drugs, otherwise known as therapies or prophylactics.
Mm-hmm.
Off-label is used 1,000 times a day, maybe 10,000 times a day across the United States. Even as individuals, we do off-labels. We go to the drugstore and we buy something over the counter and we try it for, some other situation that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, that too is kind of what convalescent plasma is. It's approving essentially an off-label because of the treatment for COVID-19. So it's been proven already to certainly helps at 35% of the cases, and that's a good thing.
Now let's talk about the Republican National Convention, because we heard the president make an announcement that he was planning on speaking every night. I don't know for how long, but that's going to be interesting, depending on what he has to say, but hopefully it'll be something a little different every night. So who else is going to be chiming in to start things out?
Well, I mean, it is a huge, huge, huge panel, but let me help the listeners with how each night has a theme. The theme of the entire convention is honoring the great American story. And then that is broken down each night. Tonight will be the land of promise. The next night is the land of opportunity. The following night is the land of heroes. And then the last night is the land of greatness. Okay, so this is a very pro-American, pro-opportunity, pro-patriotism
mm-hmm.
Event. Now, tonight we have quite a panel. I mean, they're going to have to kind of get through this pretty quickly, but Senator Scott, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congressman Jim Jordan, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Rhonda McDaniel, the Democrat Georgia State Rep Vernon Jones,
mm-hmm.
Couple of names in here that I don't know, Amy Johnson Ford, Kimberly Guilfoyle is speaking, Charlie Kirk, Kim Classic, she's the one that did the great commercial there in Baltimore. The McCluskey husband and wife team, which is the one who was trying to defend their house.
St. Louis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Parnell, who is a former, I think he was
Ranger.
Ranger,
mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Pollock, whom I've interviewed personally several times, he is the one whose daughter was killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Yep.
Donald Trump Jr. and a couple others. So that's who is speaking tonight. And then tomorrow night, I mean, I can go on, but I mean, we're just going to do this day by day.
Well, what's important is the keynote and how. Who's giving the keynote speech? Do we have someone delegated for that?
I don't. It's not really broken down on how that happens, and I'm not completely convinced that they are doing it in that architecture.
Okay. All right. Well, here's something else that I want to get out there, because this to me was really a big one. All right. Now I'm going to get my little thing ready here, because I'm going to have a little prop to go with this. We heard all about Joe Biden when he was asked about whether or not he was being tested for this, that, and the other. And he says, I'm being tested all the time. I'm all the time. They're just testing me all the time. Well, lying Joe Biden was lying, because we found out over the weekend he hasn't been tested at all. Laughing man agrees.
He never, words matter, and he never said that he had been tested for COVID or given a cognitive test on a medical.
Nope.
He just said he's like tested in the, court of public opinion.
I just used his quote. I'm being tested all the time. That was his quote.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. But he didn't qualify any of that. So there's where you are.
What a joke. All right. And then we've got Senator Chuckie Boy Schumer, who announced an investigation is being launched into the United States Postal Service policy changes. Why did they go back to the way they used to do things when they were going to do things differently? Give me a break.
The post office has been bleeding big money for decades.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And, we're now at a time, like the Democrats like to use the word reimagine.
Yep.
So I would say that the Republicans ought to kind of throw that term back in their faces and say, isn't it time that we reimagine the post office? Because... We don't use the post office as the exclusive means by delivery of anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just not where we are. So I think it does need to be reimagined. But, the Democrats want to add in another major scandal, attacking Trump, which is now the post office.
Yep. Well, I got a scandal for them, because a lot of people were upset last night, especially during hour number one. The House passed a standalone United States Postal Service bill guaranteeing another $25 billion. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But I got a number of people going, where's the stimulus we were promised? Where's the stimulus? Well, I don't know.
Well, personally, I don't want it. But, it's not like it's just about me. I don't think that we need it.
Okay.
Other things that are in place.
I will talk to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out the articles she writes. They're really good, and you'll know about what's going on before we do.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. We'll tell you where they are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves and what they can do for you and your future.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, so you're covered up there in New England. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, just across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater.
And both of the campuses can teach you how to become and certify you as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a very high-paying, in-demand job that can have you making buku bucks and lots of benefits in the not-too-distant future in your lifetime. Now, it takes 14 months to qualify. It's a 2,000-hour-plus course, and there's no cutting corners to the course. I will tell you the good thing about it is that in over 90% of the cases, the students, towards the end of the class, not quite before they get their diploma, will probably have a job opportunity in their hand to go to. So that's how well-respected the academy is with the people they put out. Now, to find out more, you can go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be glad you did, and it's just going to change your whole career pattern. You're going to have a tremendous opportunity. Well, over the weekend, in Iraq, the United States turned over control of Camp Taji in Iraq to the Iraqi armed forces. This is a monumental move. We've been in Camp Taji since the beginning of the Iraq situation. I know Camp Taji very well. My son was there for a couple of his tours, and that's number one. It's an international base. And also, I was made the honorary fire captain of the Camp Taji Fire Department. I've still got the shirt and the hat they gave me somewhere in my closet. I got to go look at it because that's something that I'll probably wear here in the not-too-distant future again. But they are really, really making some strides there when they're able to do that. Camp Taji is a pretty good-sized base. Now, the president has also vowed that U.S. troops would be leaving Iraq shortly without compromising America's national security interests in the region. Now, we're doing it as we can, not just because we're doing it. And keep your eyes on the prize over there. Also, General James Dickinson, on August the 20th, took the reins of the new U.S. Space Command, becoming the second-ever leader of the organization and the first U.S. Army officer to hold that position. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And we wish the general well, too, by the way, on what he's going to be doing. Now, Joe Biden, as you know, is the Democratic candidate for president. Former Vice President Joe Biden has promised to restore global respect and military integrity to America in his convention acceptance speech as he seeks to replace President Donald Trump next year. I guess he hasn't got the memo. Number one, ISIS was all but destroyed. Certainly they lost their caliphate, they've lost a couple of their big-time leaders. And Iran suffered a huge setback when Soleimani was taken out, General Soleimani. Plus, there's been other situations where we've taken out key leaders of the Taliban and whatnot. So I guess Joe didn't get the message. Respected? We are feared by some of those people. Feared. They don't want nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. Just think about that for a second. So, Joe, you're a little bit behind the time. Now, another Fort Hood soldier, folks, has gone missing. The Killeen Police Department and law enforcement officials at the Texas base are now asking for the public's help to try to locate him. Hopefully, they'll find him alive and well. These things usually don't have a happy ending. And the U.S. Army's Future Missile Defense Battle Command System capped off a major test in the desert at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico, and hello to our listeners out there, by nearly destroying two threat targets simultaneously, two cruise ballistic missile threats simultaneously incoming. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. By the way, Delta, what are you thinking? A former Navy SEAL who said he killed Osama bin Laden, remember him, has been banned by Delta Airlines after removing his face mask during a flight. Okay. And it's no secret that the Navy's four public shipyards have prioritized attack submarines last instead of focusing the yard's limited resources on aircraft carrier maintenance and ballistic missile and submarine refuelings, even though the refuelings are drawing to an end, which should free up resources for maintenance. The Government Accountability Office report released stated that many of the shipyards will sit idle waiting for maintenance work to begin and will actually continue to increase for the next couple of years because apparently they can't get the ships in a timely manner, let alone the submarines. And the Air Force says a security forces airman from the Hill Air Force Base in Utah has been arrested by federal authorities and accused of burning a police car during a May 30th protest in downtown Salt Lake City. Not a very smart thing to do. In addition, Travis Air Force Base has instructed all non-mission essential personnel and their families to evacuate due to the LNU Lightning Complex fire in Solano County in California. That's getting too close for comfort. Now, F-22 Raptor maintainers had had a problem up until now. Stuffy coveralls were making their work on the aircraft's low observance coatings distractingly hot and humid during the summer months. And now they've got new cooling suits to help keep the airmen comfortable on the hot flight lines. And I've been on some of those flight lines when I was in Phoenix, Arizona. I got the worst sunburn I ever got in my life sitting on a tarmac, not even thinking about what was going to happen, just sitting there in a nice little easy chair, thinking I was getting a little bit of a suntan, and I got a burn that was redder than red paint. Wow. By the way, the Air Force, on August the 20th, revived the 15th Air Force as its largest organizational overseeing conventional weaponry, giving the World War II era group new purpose for 21st century warfare. That's a storied unit from days gone by, let me tell you. And the artificial intelligence beat the pilot, the top F-16 pilot, in the DARPA dogfight. It was a 5-0 sweep. The A-1 pilot developed by Heron Systems beat one of the Air Force's top F-16 fighter pilots in the DARPA simulated serial dogfight contests. Better luck next time. By the way, Lance Corporal Kevin Grajeda, on the night of December 13, 2018, was driving home from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, after a late night at work. And he saved the lives of two individuals at a traffic accident. He's now been awarded the highest non-combat medal for his heroic action. Congratulations to the Lance Corporal. Way to go. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got some questions for him, by the way. We'll see what he thinks about life in general. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you this morning by the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows are back, and they're bigger and better than ever. Saturday and Sunday this weekend, they'll be over at the Menbreg Center at 6340 126. Avenue North in Largo. The doors open Saturday at 9 a.m. They're open till 5 p.m. They have a concealed carry class that will start at 2 p.m. And then on Sunday, the doors open at 9 a.m. They're open till 3 p.m. The concealed carry class on Sunday is at 1 p.m. Again, that's the Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows, better and bigger than ever. And you can stop on by the Midreg Center at 6340 126th Avenue North, Largo, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. I will be there Saturday from 9 to 2. I will be there Saturday from 9 to 2. So stop on by and say howdy, howdy. We'd love to see you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And by the way, women are still buying a bunch of guns, my friend.
Oh, I know. I know. My mom has done the trade type of shit. The problem is that in some of the areas, I mean, you can take all the classes to get your carry permit, and, you know, you get certain politicians of a certain party persuasion that has to do with the donkey, And because of COVID, they're really slowing the carry permits down.
Well, we have that problem in Florida because we have a Democratic Commissioner of Agriculture where the permits come out of, which is a big mistake. I think they should be back where they were to begin with, which is with the Secretary of State. And then we wouldn't have that problem now, would we?
Yeah, that's my mom lives in Charlotte County, and she's had a tough time trying to actually get done everything and just waiting for them to process the paperwork, and it's, you know, not doing it.
Yeah, well, some of our friends up here on this end of the spectrum, up this way, managed to get their permits and everything done in about 6 to 8 weeks. So,
wow.
But it was done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's kind of drift into things here. The president yesterday brought out the federal Food and Drug Administrator, brought out the HHS secretary, and announced the approval of the plasma treatment now for COVID-19. Something which has actually been done with other diseases for a while, but this is a big deal because of the fact that they've been trying this in a test manner, if you will. 45% success rate so far, which is enough to warrant doing something different.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that that's the direction that we're going to have to head in. I'm one of those people that just, I don't believe that any vaccine is going to be foolproof, and I think that we're going to have to continually work towards treatment, and, you know, something that we're going to have to live with moving forward as we try to get to some sort of herd immunity throughout society. And I think that the vaccine might actually help with the herd immunity, but it's gonna take some time. And, you know, again, the better we can treat this, the better the outcomes are gonna be. I mean, the cases are gonna continue to go up. I mean, we're seeing it all over the globe. It wasn't too long ago the mainstream news like, wow, look at how Europe did such a wonderful job and look at how great it is. And the cases are up again there too, which simply because it's not going away. And I don't think it will. I mean, again, something we're going to have to deal with, something we're going to have to learn to treat and live with.
Now, over the weekend, we heard something from a Biden aide. The question was, has Vice President Biden been tested for COVID? The answer was no. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, he was asked a question by somebody somewhere along the line, well, have you had a test for your cognitive values, and how about anything else? Have you been tested for this? I'm tested all the time. They test me every day. Well, to that, the laughing man says. So what do you think about this, where Biden sat there and lied again to everybody?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Well, even at the end when they came out and they're all standing up on stage, not near anybody. Now all of them have been tested, I would have assumed. But you know, and because they can get the rapid test done, and you know, they're around each other and they're all wearing masks up there. I thought it was just ridiculous. Kind of almost insulting to one's intelligence. Well, like, okay, we everybody knows that you guys have been tested, and you have to have been. I mean, you're going to go to these various different things. You get them for free. You're going to have the best ones available. I mean, you know, then you have to wear a mask when you don't have it. You know, it's pushing the envelope a little bit. And again, it makes people be like, okay, this is just ridiculous. You know, stop insulting my intelligence.
Now, do you think there's going to be a reaction to the stock market today for one of a couple of different things here? First of all, the COVID. And second of all, the news about Kim Jong-un, again, coming from a South Korean political source, that he's in a coma and has promoted his sister to run the government.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I mean, there's been such muted reaction to various different things. It's kind of the market's, you know, it moves on things that it normally wouldn't move on, and it doesn't move on things it normally would move on. It'll be curious to see. I don't think anything that's happening in North Korea and that news is going to really affect the markets much. I think there might be maybe a slight positive bounce in regards to the plasma story. But the reality is, I think everybody's going to have all eyes on, probably a little bit quiet, all eyes on what's happening at the RNC this week.
Yeah, and here's something that is real. The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, was taken to the hospital amongst more health worries yesterday. Now, that is something that's real. I wonder if there might be some reaction to that.
Curious. I'm not sure if the markets will react. Again, I think we're kind of insular right now when it comes to what's going on. The fact that a lot of money being printed out there, and as tech stocks continue to lead the way. So, you know, I'm right now, a lot of focus on what's actually happening with the Forex and the dollar versus various different currencies and how that's reacting based upon all the money that's being printed.
Well, there are some interesting polls that have come out this weekend. One of them is a GOP poll that CBS put out. It's a CBS poll where they tried to ask GOP voters, and it was supposed to be the honor system. They say that the economy is good. Donald Trump's doing a good job. COVID-19 response is good. Donald Trump is doing a good job. And it kind of blew the myth out of the water that Trump wasn't. And then there was another poll that came out, Frank Luntz, who said the trending of all the polls lately is favoring Donald Trump. And then one last one, Real Clear Politics, has Biden's lead down to 4 points, which is within the margin of error in many of the polls.
Yeah, and it's you know, coming off of a convention that's pretty odd. I mean, they used to get bumps after those things, and it just didn't get it any. I should reverse that.
Yeah, well, Chris, let me tell you something. I don't think the Democrats bought what the Democrats were selling them over that convention, because I was up having lunch Saturday at a place where there were some Democrats there, and I heard them talking, and I was giving out my little buttons I've got that says, Captain Matt Bruce says, vote Trump 2020. And a couple people said, well, we're Democrats, so. I said, really? Well, how's it working out for you lately? All this stuff we heard this week. Are you really impressed with all that stuff? And one fellow looked at me, and his wife was going to say something. He said at first, he said, well, actually, we're not impressed with anything they had to say. We don't really know what we're going to do, but we're just not going to jump on board and tell anybody we're going to automatically vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it was a very gloomy week, to say the least. I think
all negative.
Yeah, if you think that, you know, that Donald Trump's responsible for all this, the nonsense that's going on, I mean, again, you got to be something wrong with your head. Your head on. It's not screwed on properly. But he knows where all of this is coming from, and you continue to see violent stories. You see kids being attacked for having a Trump hat, just one thing after another, after another, after another. But who's doing this? This is not Republicans in the street that are breaking things and destroying things. And, you know, again, Portland last night, another really violent scene in the suburbs there where they were doing horrible, horrible things, attacking police officers. I mean, again, I have a hard time swallowing the fact that Democrats are buying into that. I really do. I mean, the traditional ones.
You're right. Now, Stephen Moore says the economy will keep booming as the virus fades. I think that's pretty much a given.
Yeah, I think so, too. Again, it's hopefully, you know, we can get small businesses up and running again and restaurants opened up again. I think the economy is going to boom, but I definitely think it's going to be different, where corporations are going to be headquartered. People working from home is going to be a continual trend, and urban areas are going to, you know, they're going to slowly but surely die in many parts of the country.
Well, we got to get the liability issue taken care of. We got to help out the businesses.
110%. That's one of the most important things. If you talk about stimulus, to me, that's a number one.
Yep. All right. Here comes the music. I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll see what happens tonight.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Go there, check him out, see what he has to offer. In the meantime, Kathy is going to tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peets, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.